Welcome to the Legacy Podcast. I'm Chris Wilmerding, your host. The show is a series of conversations with business owners about their beliefs and values and which beliefs and values they want to share with the next generation. If you want to be a guest on the show, simply wait until the end of this 20-minute segment and we'll provide a link. Simply sign in at that point and we'll be in touch with more information. Now, let's get on with the show. Hi, I'm Chris Wilmerding, host of Legacy Podcast, and today we have a great guest. Her name is Denise Shamlian, and she is the CEO and founder of Get Up, Get Out, Get Well Health System. What a great name for a company. Denise, welcome. Thank you for being a guest on the show, and I know that your story is going to be embraced, and it's a great story for our audience. So, my first question about your business is, tell me about it. What do you do? And maybe why do you do it?
Well, I am a holistic health coach. And what that means is I help people achieve their health and happiness goals. Basically, I'm a support system for people in whatever they want to do in relation to their health. The program has a few unique things related to me is that I'm an esthetician and I work with people's faces. So part of my program is to help women achieve beauty inside and out.
And can you tell me a little bit about, you mentioned before the interview, your history career-wise, how does that feed into it? I think you were in the fashion and can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. I started my career in companies that were all that were run by strong women. Liz Claiborne was actually my first job out of college.
Wow.
And then I went on to Estee Lauder, and then I went on to other companies like Chanel, all strong female companies run by strong female women. And it was always my goal to empower women, mentor women, and also have that health and beauty aspect from the inside out. So when I started my company, it actually came about after a health challenge that I experienced. I contracted Bell's palsy 22 years ago. Wow. From probably stress. Bell's palsy is something that people don't really know what the epidemiology of it is. And my goal was to be healthy. I was going through a very stressful period in my life, and it caused me to take a radical look and shift at how I was treating my body. If I wasn't going to be taking care of my body, it wasn't going to be taking care of me. And I had a very great career. I flew around the world, helping women achieve their beauty goals and fashion goals. And yet I had to be healthy. So I started my company as actually a side business, and that I had been running for several years in the background, doing a lot of pro bono work, educating people on nutrition, health and beauty for free, because that was my goal.
Wow. So in some ways you could point to the Bell's palsy phase of your life, or that experience, knowing that, or contracting it, if that's the right word, as being a key turning point that puts you onto this path of success. Is that a fair?
That's very correct.
Summary.
My health challenge caused me to want to help other people, because I felt when I contracted Bell's palsy that my career was going to be over, because it affects the side of, it affects your face, and your face is what points to the entire world, and everyone sees your face. So you communicate, and if you can't communicate the way people are used to communicating with you, it can turn like something inside of yourself where you doubt yourself, and I thought my career was going to be over, frankly.
Wow. What a story. So you also say, and it's a heck of a mission. It may not be a mission statement for your business, but certainly what's driving you, this idea of helping women pull out the beauty inside of themselves for the world. But my perception is that you hear and read about that kind of sentiment fairly often, but you don't see people actually executing on that. So tell us a little bit about how you do that. How do you pull that beauty out of people, out of women in particular?
Thank you for saying that. And I do it very naturally with them doing it themselves. actually what this holistic coaching program is all about is actually being a support for the women and men that I actually do also counsel, for them to make their intuitive choices based on what is right for them and what you listen to here in your heart. I'm a support, and I'm, of course, going to tell you to crowd out certain foods that aren't good for you, and I'm going to offer you the advice of eating fruits and vegetables, but it's more than that. It's about knowing your food system, knowing where your food comes from. Knowing how to be beautiful inside and out is about being beautiful to everyone you meet. So there's so many things we have in our control that we can do very naturally, whether it's diet, lifestyle, breath work, stress relief, meditating. There's so many things that we maybe don't embrace enough of in a chaotic world. So I'm there as just a support, and it's with love. And when you lead with love, to me, that's the answer. The love that you give is the love that people will find in themselves, which will help them then to realize that I may not be doing the right choice with five Cokes a day or whatever it is we're going to say is their challenge. The idea is being healthy inside and out is a mission that the people want versus me wanting it for them.
So that's a wild experience I just have. I don't think I've heard the term lead with love certainly in 10 years, if not 20 years. And it's one of my favorite lines, one of my favorite phrases. And it just describes a certain mindset. And so it's really cool to hear you say that. I mean, I'm kind of flabbergasted that you mentioned that. I've just never heard anyone use that phrase in that fashion. I never even hear people use the phrase at all. So can you tell the audience what you think the one thing is that you do better than 95% of your competition?
So I thank you for asking me that question, because this is an area where competition for me has always been kind of a touchy subject. Like, I am a uniter, and I like to band together and form together and create movements as a peoples. And so when I talk about myself, I get a little bit like, I don't do that, you know, right. So bear with me. I guess what you could say about my coaching program and what I do best is that I have been so blessed to have been led and mentored by some of the most amazing men and women in the corporate world. And so what I do in my day-to-day is I actually bring in something like a respect level at a corporate level for every person I meet. I feel that we've lost a decorum in the world, maybe when we're communicating, some people, I don't say all, but we need to respect one another. And if we were in a corporation, how we conduct ourselves is at the highest levels of respect. So I respect everyone that I come in contact with, whether I don't believe in their theories or not, or I do. I believe that the person intuitively knows themselves, and they're actually the ones in the lead. How I maximize their potential is just by being a supportive, loving being to them. And it's something that I get amazing satisfaction and reward from, just seeing successful people. They then pay it forward at a high respect level so that we're always respecting one another.
So it's respect, but you also snuck in, you sneaky devil, a really interesting idea on top of that, which is that it's critical for people to reach their own conclusions, give themselves their own advice, so to speak. I've been reading a fair amount about that. And there's a line, I can't remember, I'm probably going to mess it up, but it's the best advisor is somebody who doesn't give advice. And that's at least a paraphrase of the line. And it sounds like the best coach is somebody who doesn't coach. You facilitate. I think that's what you stuck in there. And that's a big idea. It's a major idea, because, well, listen to me talk. You don't want to hear me, and you don't want to hear me give advice. I promise. It's not what people are looking for 90% of the time. they're looking for help, right?
Yes.
That sounds like that's what you're doing. That's why I'm...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And the help that they need could be in just in a conversation. It could be in just the sessions we talk about on Zoom or,
right.
you know, prior to the pandemic when there was a lot of in-person touching, I was in their home giving them a facial. I was helping them do breath work and stress relieving techniques and then even going to a health food store and just pointing out different things and items that I do because yeah. everybody wants to know, what do you do, Denise? And so I just share what I do and I've been able to, you know, be healthy, happy, you know, for years.
Life. Yeah, that's great. So I also wanted to know, as opposed to what, well, maybe because of how you run your business, it's the same answer, but can you distinguish between what your company does better than 95% of the competition and what you do better? Or is that just inextricably linked?
They're so linked because the company's founding came out of a want for people to get up, get out, and get well, whatever that meant. Get up is for us to have our voice be shared. So I think I can tell you inextricably that I can speak. And I've wanted women to step into their power so that they too can speak. Speaking is our divine human right. And whether or not someone agrees or not, that's not the issue. It's who you reach. And if you reach thousands of people, in your case, hundreds of thousands of people, the idea is for them to understand looking inside and speaking and getting up and getting out and getting what you want is our life's purpose, possibly. To me, that's what it was.
So conveying, so communicating your message. I mean, I'm just summarizing. So that's how speaking your, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Speaking about your thoughts, speaking yeah. your opinions. Several women in the world feel oppressed, cannot even speak their mind. So here in the US, we are so blessed to have so many liberties and so many rights that just sharing your opinion, you don't know whether if you share your opinion, what that will mean to someone else. But it's you intuitively looking inside so that you stand up for what you believe is right. That's what my company does, and that's what I do.
Great.
I try to stand for what's important to me.
Great. That's awesome. What an empowering message to females primarily, but everyone. And also a reminder of how lucky we all are, which we are. Let's turn our attention to success and how you define success. What does success mean to you, Denise?
Success to me is knowing what my purpose is and helping people. That is my purpose. So I'm successful when I do those things, even in my day-to-day travels, not even in my business aspect. Just being a loving presence to everyone that I meet is success to me.
Success. Well, I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask this question anyway. Based on that, what exactly do you love to do most? What do you love most about your job or your work and your company? One single thing.
My clients.
Yeah. Wow.
The people I help, the people I meet. I think that everyone in the universe is destined to, I call it like we kind of like bump into each other in the souls of life. And how you learn from the people and what you take from them, they're always going to remember how you treat them and who you are to them. And if you can be a loving presence, then you have created your legacy.
Wow. How lucky your clients are to have you in their lives.
Thank you.
Wow. I've never had an answer to that question where A, the entrepreneur, successful entrepreneur, gets emotional, and B, answers it the same way, where their clients are the absolute most important thing. It's usually one of 150 other ideas, but wow. Okay, so this is the Legacy Podcast, after all. What I really want to know, and what I think our audience wants to know above all, is what legacy means to you, because legacy means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So when I say, what do you want your legacy to be, or what does it mean to you? What's your answer?
My answer is about how I touch the lives of people. And a legacy in my mind is someone that you never forget and who has the goal of raising the human consciousness and bringing us to the best levels of the people that we can be. So I've met a lot of people who have created a legacy for me, in my mind, that they were. And I don't even consider myself a legacy. That's why I'm so excited to be with you, just to even talk to you and share my thoughts. But it's how you touch people is the legacy.
Yeah, I've had friends say, well, first of all, what a beautiful response.
Thanks.
And what an incredibly ambitious goal that is. But I guess if you look at it a different way, every person you touch in some way is a step toward that goal. So maybe it's both ambitious and achievable at the same time. That's an interesting approach. So I've had friends tell me that this show, in fact, guests tell me that this show is a gift. And I'm quick to point out that no one in my family, for example, sees talking with me as a gift. But yeah, talk to my wife. But what is really a gift, and you touch on this, is the moment, the time, the 20 minutes in your very, very busy life, and everyone has a really busy life these days, to think deeper about what that legacy is. And I think having that time, you know, your excitement to have this discussion shows, and it's really cool. And sharing that story with our audience is going to be a big hit. I'm very confident of that. I have a couple more questions before we wrap up, but I want to talk about money, and because money often supports a great legacy, especially if you think about the people who made a ton of money, but even people who make a little bit of money, money feeds into it. How does money feed into your legacy?
So money is something that, for me, I've always found that there's a law of circulation. And when you practice it, money evolves and money comes to you. To me, I've always asked the question, how much is enough money? And every person will answer that differently. So for me, what I find to be money is necessary in our world, which we have to make it. And I find that when I have enough for my lifestyle that is comfortable, that's enough for me. And what does that mean to me? It might look different to someone else. It might be something different to someone else. But I think money is a very individual conversation for a lot of people.
It sure is. And so it's a customized perspective for every single one. Do you connect it with legacy, or is that our...
I think you have seen probably some of the richest people in the world who have created amazing legacies, yes. And I think that there are probably some people, because of lack of money, you don't see their legacy per se, because they are unable to maybe advertise it or show it or bring it in a high fashion. I think legacy is more around the feeling of who you are as a human and what you do as a human to raise the consciousness of other humans, right, and yourself. Right. Because we are in a growing phase. We are new human, new brains, new people every day of the week. And we have chance to improve that. So does money help? Absolutely. In a place where we need it? Absolutely. Yeah. But what if we didn't need it? I often envision a utopian sort of lifestyle where we are all, like, you know, using little sand shells or something and, you know, kind of communicating and bartering and kind of like, I'm a very back to basics health coach too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not, what's simple is usually in so many ways the best.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Wow. So Denise, I think our audience, at least the folks I talk with who've listened to many episodes, they ask what specific actions or steps can they take to build a lasting and meaningful legacy? What one or two things would you suggest to our audience?
I always suggest that people listen here and find what they believe in and what's true to them. And
so listen to their hearts. I'm sorry. Yeah,
listen to their hearts.
In case you're listening to this.
In case you're listening and not viewing. Listen to your heart and understand what is important to you and attach yourself to a mission versus a job or a career. You attach yourself to a goal of who you want to be in this life and what you want to bring to the table for us as a society. That's what I consider the greatest legacies.
Yeah, great. And a great way to get there. What a beautiful sentiment. Well, Denise Shamlian, this has been a great pleasure to have you on my show. And I know that our audience will enjoy so much hearing your story. CEO, founder, Get Up, Get Out, Get Well Health System. I love that name. I thank you so much. For those listening who want to be a guest on my show, Legacy Podcast, please go to www.businesslegacypodcast.com and book your interview there. Again, www.businesslegacypodcast.com. Denise, thank you so much for being a guest on my show, and be well.
Thank you so much. Same to you, Chris. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Business Legacy Show. If you're a thoughtful business owner who would like to be a guest on this program, please visit businesslegacypodcast.com/guest. That's businesslegacypodcast.com/guest. Now, if you got something out of this interview, please share this episode on social media. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials. If you do that, tag us with #BusinessLegacyPodcast. Again, #BusinessLegacyPodcast. Each month, we scour Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We pick one winner from each platform, and you get crowned king or queen of that social media. What do you win? We're going to promote you and your business to our audience of over 150,000 people, totally free. Now, can you hook us up in your podcast player right now? Please give us a thumbs up or a rating and a review. We promise to read it all and take action. We believe that a person's legacy is the most important thing someone can leave the next generation, and your feedback helps us fulfill our mission. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button. You know why? Because every week for 15 minutes, you are going to be inspired and motivated to leave a lasting and meaningful legacy. My name is Chris Womerding. Let's connect on the socials. You'll find all the stuff we're doing at businesslegacypodcast.com. Again, businesslegacypodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being part of the Business Legacy Movement.